Jin Soo Kwon, from Wikipedia, the Free Encyclopedia. http://en.wikipedia.org. Jin Soo Kwon is a fictional character on the ABC television series Lost. He is played by Daniel Dae Kim. Section 1. Biography. Section 1.1. Prior to Oceanic Flight 815. Jin Soo Kwon is a Korean man under the employ of his wife's son's father, the wealthy industrialist Mr. Pike. He was born into relatively poor circumstances, and as a child, worked with his father on a fishing boat in a rural village in Namhae. One of his first jobs in the city is at the luxurious Seoul Gateway Hotel, managed by an intolerant man named Mr. Kim, who deduces Jin's meager origins and, in hiring Gin as a doorman, instructs him not to allow people like him into the hotel. Jin works in this position briefly, quitting after Mr. Kim rebukes him for allowing a slightly disheveled man into the hotel so the man's young son could use the hotel's lobby's bathroom. Leaving the hotel after his resignation, Jin runs into a beautiful woman, Sun, who eventually becomes his wife. Upon coming to work for Mr. Pike, Jin denounces and leaves behind his peasant background so as to carry favour with Mr. Pike and obtain Sun's hand in marriage. Jin's strained relationship with Sun stems from his employment to her unscrupulous father, who was not above using bribery, blackmail, extortion, and possibly even murder to succeed. When Jin comes home one night with blood on his hands, Sun grows afraid of him and the kind of work she fears he is doing for her father. Jin has been assigned to intimidate a government official into overlooking environmental regulation violated by one of Pike's factories, rather than allow one of Pike's cruelly efficient hitmen to simply kill the official. Jin violently beats the man in order to save his life. Jin, however, is unable to bring himself to tell Sun about her father's shady dealings and disillusion her about the source of her wealth, and replies, "I do what your father tells me." Despite the growing problems in their relationship, Jin and Sun still want to have children together. However, Sun is unable to become pregnant, which frustrates Jin because he hopes giving Sun's father a grandchild will please him to the point of giving Jin a safer and more legitimate job. When Jin finds out from a doctor that Sun will never be able to come pregnant, he grows angry and yells at Sun, believing that she knew about her condition all along and hid it from him. Jin is soon assigned to a secret mission to deliver watches to Mr. Pike's associates in Sydney and then Los Angeles. Sun assumes that it was a vacation. Before leaving South Korea for Sydney, Jin visits his father. Jin tells his father about the turmoil that has plagued his life since being employed by Mr. Pike. Jin's father advises that he and Sun should stay in the United States once they get there, and never return to Korea. This becomes Jin's initial plan, until he is confronted by an associate of Mr. Pike in an airport washroom before boarding the doomed flight. The spy informs Jin that his plan to flee with Sun has been found out, and he threatens to take Sun away from him should they run away. The show has so far overlooked two facets of Jin's personal history. South Korea mandates a mandatory military service, conscription, for all native-born South Korean males from the age of 19 for a minimum period of 24 months. In addition, 6 years of training in English language is a compulsory subject in Korean school. However, the latter may be explained by his poor roots. Perhaps he did not attend school or the school systems in his area were unable to fit to government standards. Section 1.2. On the Island. Jin's inability to communicate sets him apart from the other castaways, and he usually stays away from the others, who initially think of him as violent and abusive to his wife. Despite this, he provides a useful function on the island as a fisherman, providing a substantial food source. Jin and Michael share an adversarial relationship for most of the first season, which twice explodes into physical violence. Their initial enmity begins in House of the Rising Sun, when Jin attacks Michael to retrieve his father-in-law's watch, which Michael has found. Michael is the first to learn that Sun speaks English, which she had learned when preparing to leave Jin, though she eventually changed her mind. This discovery occurs because Sun wanted to explain to Michael why Jin had attacked him. Michael seems to form a mutual understanding with Jin by the end of that episode, but their tension later erupts in translation, in which Michael attacks Jin for the alleged destruction of the raft he is building, not knowing that the raft was actually burned by Michael's son Walt, who does not want to leave the island. Having eventually set aside their issues, Jin aids Michael in constructing a new raft. The two set off on the raft together, along with Walt and fellow castaway Sawyer, and although their attempt to find shipping lanes fails, Michael and Jin have become good friends, with Jin looking after both him and Sawyer. Jin has a single handcuff on his left wrist for the first season. This dates from his assault on Michael, after which Jin is handcuffed to some records using handcuffs previously owned by the US Marshal, and presumably worn by Kate Austin during the flight and discarded by her in the jungle after the crash, where Walt Lloyd finds them. Michael frees Jin by cutting the chain with an axe, but with the key lost, Jin still wore the handcuff until the second season. The public revelation in translation that Sun speaks English only further widens the gap between Jin and Sun, and they separate. The separation seems serious when Jin becomes part of the raft party that intends to leave the island, but before Jin leaves on the raft, he and Sun reconcile. She gives him a notebook that she has written, containing phonetic spellings, in Korean, of common English nautical words and phrases. For example, the first word that Jin comes across in the notebook is starboard. When Sawyer is shot by the men who kidnapped Walt and falls into the water, Jin jumps into the ocean to rescue him. He ends up washing ashore and is captured by the Tellen survivors, or Tailies, until he escapes only to find Michael and Sawyer, who have drifted back to the island on the raft's remnants. The Tailies, who themselves have been attacked by the others, hold Jin, Sawyer and Michael in a makeshift prison, thinking them to be members of the others, until Michael convinces them that they are also survivors of Oceanic Flight 815. In one episode, Jin is shown speaking perfect English in Hurley's dream sequence. While searching for Michael in the jungle, Jin gets a close-up view of the mysterious others, but only their feet. Jin is reunited with Sun and the other fuselage survivors when the Tell Section survivors join that camp. Using a bolt cutter found in the hatch, Locke is able to remove the remaining handcuff from Jin's wrist. In the hunting party, Hurley tells Sun and Jin that Michael went all commando to look for Walt again. Jin hears the word Walt and suddenly begins packing to go find Michael. Sun asks why he is packing, and he tells her that Michael is his friend, but Sun reminds him that she is his wife. Sun tells Jin that she did not like being told what to do for the past 4 years of their marriage, and was very worried when Jin was on the raft, and Jin decides to stay with her instead of risking danger. Sun is almost kidnapped during an apparent attack from the others in the Long Con, which causes Jin to become very protective of her. This causes a huge fight between them, and Jin ends up tearing apart Sun's garden. He feels guilty for what he did, and tells Sun that he is sorry and that he needs her, because he does not understand what anyone is saying on the island. Sun reveals to Jin that she is pregnant, and that their doctor told her in private that Jin is actually the one who was sterile. He was afraid to tell this to Jin in person, because he was an enforcer for Sun's father. Sun then promises Jin that she was never with another man, confirming that the baby is in fact Jin's. Jin believes that the pregnancy is a miracle. Saeed recruits Jin to steer Desmond's sailboat in Live Together, Die Alone, but tells him, through Sun, they are using it to help Michael, not revealing that Jin's friend Michael is a traitor. Jin refuses to leave Sun behind, but Sun decides she will go with him and Saeed on the boat. Jin and Sun remained on the boat when Saeed went into the other's camp. and all three are on the boat as the white light caused by the activation of the failsafe mechanism in the hatch engulfs the island. Section 2. Trivia. Jin is notable in that he is the only major character who was unable to speak English before arriving on the island, although he does speak English in one dream sequence. By contrast, Korean-born actor Daniel Dae Kim was raised in Pennsylvania, and thus in reality speaks American English fluently, and Korean with an American accent. He is coached on set by a dialect coach and co-star Yunjin Kim to speak Korean without the American accent. Statistics. First island appearance, pilot part 1. Final island appearance, N/A. Centric episodes, In Translation, Exodus Part 2, and Found. First flashback appearance, House of the Rising Sun. Last flashback appearance, The Whole Truth. Statistics. Name, Jinsu Kwon. Age, unknown. Status, at the Other's Fate Camp. Place of origin, Namhae, South Korea. Profession, businessman, enforcer for Mr. Pike, formerly bellhop and waiter. Reason for being in Australia, secret mission to deliver watches for Mr. Pike's associates in Sydney. Reason for trip to Los Angeles, secret mission to deliver watches for Mr. Pike's associates in Los Angeles and possibly escape from Pike's radar with Sun. Portrayed by Daniel Dae Kim. This sound file and all text in the article are licensed under the GNU Free Documentation License, available at www.gnu.org/copyleft/fdl.html.